you believe in the paranormal? You know, fortune telling, astrology, past lives, etc.?
I used to, but that was before I listened to Ray Hyman talking about it.
Who's he?
He's an American professor at some university in the USA. I read an interview with him on the internet.
So you don't believe in that stuff now?
Not really, no. I mean, this Hyman guy started reading palms when he was a teenager, and people really liked it. They believed what he had to tell them. But then one day, just for fun, he read this woman's palm upside down, backwards. And the thing was, the woman was more convinced than ever that he was telling her really fantastic things about her life and her future. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered whether he'd used palms, cards, crystal balls or tea leaves. All he had to do was make it up.
Oh, come on. You're not saying all that is complete rubbish.
Why not? Look, do you believe the stuff in the papers about your stars? You know, whether you're a Taurus or a Scorpio or Aquarius or Pisces?
Well, yes. I read my stars all the time.
But why? It's all junk. Look, I could write you your horoscope now. Let's see. You are a person who longs to be happy, but sometimes you're sad. You like to shine in conversation, but sometimes it's difficult for you. How am I doing so far?
Fine. That describes me perfectly.
OK, then let's go on. You sometimes don't get the love you think you need, but next week you should concentrate all your efforts on someone near to you.
Well, I have been worrying about my mother. I haven't been...
See? It's easy.
I think you're just a big cynic. I mean, what about people who have lived past lives? You know, they can remember things from hundreds of years ago, even though no one knows anything about those times.
Well, there's an explanation.
OK, Mr. Clever, what is it?
I don't know, but there's always an explanation. There isn't any mystery out there.
And people who bend spoons? And people who see flying saucers? Are they all lying?
Not exactly. They're not lying, no. They're often trying to make sense of a chaotic, confusing world. And we're all susceptible to suggestion.
How do you figure that one out?
Well, suppose you saw a headline saying, "Baby is a space alien." You wouldn't believe it, would you?
No, well, I don't think so.
But suppose you kept seeing it in different papers, heard it on shows, heard it from the mouths of people you trusted. You'd believe it then, perhaps.
I might.
Well, there you are.
You know what I think?
No, what?
You must be pretty unhappy.
Why?
Well, if there isn't any mystery in life, where's the fun?
But there is a mystery.
Oh, yes? What?
I don't know what you would say if I asked you a question.
What question?
If I asked you whether you were going to eat all that pizza yourself or give me some, what would your answer be?
Well, now, that depends.
On what?
On whether you are prepared to admit that not everything is as easy to explain as you say.
Well, I am rather hungry.